Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! We're doing the news.
Let's do it. You big gangly son of a bitch.
We're not, I would say, I think I can speak for all of us, we're not real big fans of the corporate, the catch and falls, you know, the... Well, I don't know what you call that. The bonding experiences, the
pizza parties,
corporate retreats, the pizza parties, the let's get to know each other. And I know a lot of corporate, we don't do much of it, but a lot
we had to do one time.
Yeah.
And I had to do one in a manager's meeting one time, like in Utah. And they made us all sit around. Yeah. And they made us all sit around the table. And one of the things the person said was pick one person in this room that you would be stranded on a desert island with, and why. And so when it got to me, you're like, okay. And then people be like, oh, they're intuitive, they're right, you know.
Yeah.
I get along with them, all the different things, right? And I just picked, like, this little guy. I was like, I picked that guy. And I'm like, why? I'm like, because I could kick his ass and eat him if I needed to.
Uh-huh.
And they were like,
not the idea, buddy. Always trying to be funny. But that's
but
also, like,
think about it. Like, I'm not going to pick anybody else who could kill me. I want to make sure that this is a person on the island I could kill, and I didn't want to pick a woman, and because
scare
I thought,
her,
and, or right, and I didn't want to say that I could kill her,
right, right,
because I thought that would go over.
She
bad,
doesn't want to be left. We know that now. She'd rather be left with a bear than be left with you,
right?
But that feels a little bit like picking kids for dodgeball. Like as they go around that table, if no one picks Laszlo, you know, like no one picked me to be the person that they want to be stuck with.
Yeah.
It just feels uncomfortable. Why are we doing this?
Right.
I thought we, you know, we were past this in high school. No more picking dodgeball teams. And I got to sit here and say, hey, who in this room do you think would be the best to help you get out of a jam?
Yeah.
And everyone gets picked except you. I'm like, God damn. Yeah. Then they come to you.
I don't know if anybody picked me, to be honest.
You have to pick someone that picks somebody else? Like, oh, well, I didn't
pick. And then I pick a little guy and say, I could kick his ass.
Right.
And they're like, Jesus.
And he's like, that's why I didn't pick you. Well, I guess some coworkers in Colorado were going on, you know, some sort of, I don't know if you call it a retreat or what, but they were doing a thing as coworkers and they were hiking. Did you already hear parts of this story?
Mm-mm.
They were climbing a mountain. That's what you do in Colorado. And as they're climbing this mountain...
I also did say, just so you know, the other one, they said, well, okay, so let's not take that part out of it. I said, okay, then, and I picked the CEO.
That's a smart move right there.
And they said, why? And, you know, they...
He's a problem solver, a great problem solver.
He's the only one here they're looking for.
That's right.
Literally the only one here they're looking for.
That's
that
true.
Dude's on and on, they're going to be like, CEO of Odyssey missing.
Helicopters.
If it's me and Slim, they're going to be like...
Yeah, they have
two
been
DJs missing in Red Sea.
Yep. Well, this story could have easily been us, actually, because that's about what happened here. These coworkers go out there hiking, climbing this mountain. They get up to, you know, they're not quite to the peak. I don't know what you call it. I'm not a hiker, so maybe you get to some area there. Do you know what that's called? So when you hike sometimes.
Oh, it's like a false peak.
You get to something. It's like, you know, for Everest, they've got base camp and things like that. But they get up to a place where they stop to take a rest.
I know what it's called because you could drive up to that on Mount Rainier. But I feel like it was like
the false summit.
Maybe that's it. The point is they weren't to the top, and the coworkers are all, everyone's taking a rest. And then one of the guys is like, all right, you know, let's keep going. And everyone else is like, you know what? You go ahead. We're tired. I know we're close, but I guess they didn't care about getting to the top. So I'll just go ahead and finish. So he goes up, okay? He starts to climb back down. He doesn't see his coworkers.
Okay.
And then he starts to get lost. So he sends out a ping on his phone that says, hey, here's where I'm at. Drops a pin, you know. And his coworkers, I guess, at least some of them did respond and say, yo, you're on the wrong side of the mountain. You need to go back up and then come down this way. So he does. climbs back up and then starts to go back down. As he's going down, though, he's still lost because his coworkers had taken, they'd been leaving themselves breadcrumbs, except they weren't little breadcrumbs. They'd been leaving markers and tape and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has, right?
But they'd been leaving markers along the way, tape and
really
whatever else.
Test of time. People love it.
So that they could remember their way down.
I'm not sure if it's an Aesop fable or not, but it falls into that realm.
I feel like it is. I think it is. So,
man, people love Aesop fables. Like, really, you can learn
a lot
from them.
I like Aesop Rocky.
I like Aesop Rock. So they're coming down the. He's coming down the mountain. They've taken all of these markers with them when they left, which was real nice of them. They know he's up there. So now he doesn't know. Yeah, so now he's really lost.
But he's already pinged him, so.
Well, so now he's like, hey, I'm going to send him my location again. Problem is there's a storm and his phone won't work.
Oh, no.
The phone can't get his location. So the coworkers, I guess, are just like totally oblivious to the fact that they left this guy up there. I mean, he sent the location. They must have been like, oh, yeah, you're still out there, Carl. Well, you need to climb back up the mountain.
Fairy tale.
But, is that what it is? Mm. Okay.
Same thing.
I guess it's maybe not, but, you know, yeah. Same box of books that your mom tries to give you later. Like, here's your kid books. You want them? No, I don't want them. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to read. So, anyway, he's totally lost. He can't use his phone now to send out his location, and the coworkers
plus he's getting pegged.
Pinged. And his coworkers finally, after hours and hours and hours, decide, you know, maybe we should report him missing.
Hmm.
So they wait hours and hours and hours and finally alert the authorities, like, hey, we left our coworker up there. He didn't come down.
What
he sent his location, but some mountain in Colorado. He left his sent his location, and we told him to go the other way. I'm sure they didn't mention the fact that they took away all of the markers that were supposed to help him get back down to the bottom.
What?
So they have to send an entire rescue crew up there to find this guy. And, well, I'll play the story for you here.
On their incident report, rescue crews say once Steve Stefanidi started to climb down, he became disoriented, claiming his coworkers had picked up the objects which they had placed to mark the way back. Soon lost, Stefanidi's pin dropped his location to his coworkers, who told him he was going the wrong way, urging him to hike back up the mountain, which he did to reach the correct trailhead. Later, Stefanidi set his location a second time, but then a strong storm swept through, and he lost service just before 4 p.m. His coworkers didn't report him missing until 9.
Until 9 p.m. So this has been going on for hours.
And they tried to kill him.
They don't report him missing until 9 p.m. So he'd had
I climbed a mountain in Colorado once, this camp I went to, the summer camp, and they said, like, we had to start, like, at 4 in the morning. Like, because you want to get to the summit, like, before noon and then get back down.
That's
to, like,
a big
after. Because they said, like, storms like that happen.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like lightning and storms can happen, like...
I'm really asking, like, it's for some reason, like, later in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you have to get down before,
like there's
noon.
More, like, storms, like, at 1 p.m. as opposed to 1 a.m.?
Yeah, or something like that. Maybe. Yeah, it's like, we started, like, at 4
I would never know that. Never in my mind would I know that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think that there'd be more storms in the afternoon. Than I just think it's random.
They woke us up, like, at 3 in the morning, like, it's time to go. I'm like,
that's crazy. I wonder if that's really true, if they just tell you that because they want you to get up at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they did say that freezing
like the
rain
risk and storm and that kind of stuff. Yeah, happens more later.
Sure, it could be. I also wonder if they're like, "Hey, we just tell them this. We don't know if there's any science behind it, but we want to get them up at 4 a.m. and moving, boys. Let's go."
I was like 13. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they did say that freezing rain and high winds had started to sweep through the area while he's up there as time went on. So maybe that does happen at night. He was disoriented, but and he had lost his cell phone service. But so the rescue group learns about it finally at 9 p.m., and now they're mobilizing a couple teams to go try and find him. But now they've got this wind and rain, and it's making the search challenging. Finally, though, this lost hiker, he regained enough cell service to call 911 and give specific information about his location. Rescuers found him in a gully and rescued.
What's a gully?
Who knows? And rescued him. It sounds wet, doesn't it?
It does.
Especially if there's rain. Found him in a gully and rescued him.
It sounds wet.
A
ravine formed by the action of water.
Okay, so there's like water a ditch with water in it.
If there's rain, then there's water in it, right?
Water's formed this ravine over time.
Yeah, from running down the mountain.
So a ditch with water in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a stream.
Is that what we're talking about? Like a river?
Like a stream.
But it's like small.
Yeah, and it's just an area that...
Like what's
that
a river,
water.
Then?
It's going to the ocean, I think. So this guy said that he fell 20 different times on the slopes while he was trying to get out of there, and the last time he fell, he couldn't get up. and his cell phone wasn't working. So, yeah, I would just think that the coworkers are going to have... It's going to be awkward in the office when he gets back.
Yeah, they left him.
Yeah, they left him. That's why you don't do these corporate retreat things. There's just no need. There's no need for it. We don't need to get along like that. We need to be able to send emails, know each other's emails. We really don't need to do that. Just come tell me what you need, okay? And then if you need something, we'll do it. Or just leave me alone. That's good. Yeah, leave me alone. Do your job. I'll do mine.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Doom scroll.
Finishing the news. What the hell? I'm getting feedback here. Sorry. I don't know which buttons to push. Football. Little league football, high school football. Parents are calling for more safety measures to be put into place for a couple of reasons. One, obviously the concussions, the head injury stuff, kids getting hurt, some kids dying. They've said in the last few weeks 6 kids have died.
Wow.
Which seems like a lot. I don't know what the...
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. But I do feel like we talk about it more now. So,
you know, that still seems part like of a lot.
I mean, it's a lot. Yeah. But also, I wonder if it's been a lot for a long time and we just didn't know because we didn't talk about it. I think they said in total last year, 16 players died from youth football. So youth, they count it anywhere from, you know, I guess, little league football
all the way
through high school. And so the kid who just died in Virginia from brain bleed.
Yeah, the one here locally.
A local story. And I believe someone else, well, there's been 6 recently, but I think someone else just died recently. Another kid was unconscious and was in the hospital, last I heard. But there's 2 things. One is the heat. Parents are worried about these kids practicing in the heat and playing in the heat. That. And the other is obviously the helmets and those helmets that you've seen. If you watch Hard Knocks or if you watch your team during practice, they put those new halo things over their helmets, those extra pads. And some parents are saying, hey, maybe they should use those, like, you know, all the time. Maybe they should use them. Do your kids use them, Lazo?
No.
They don't use them at all. So that must be part of the issue, too, is that parents are saying, we want our kids to use them, you know, just in general. And others are saying, hey, we want them to use them not just in practice, but
in
why
games.
Not use them in games, too?
I think if he would have been wearing something like the Guardian hat, it would have been a different outcome.
Guardian caps are soft-shell helmet covers that the NFL has started to use in recent years in an effort to reduce head injuries, although their effectiveness is still unclear. But it's not just head injuries. Samaj Wilkins, a 14-year-old ninth grader, collapsed during practice on a day the temperature soared into the 90s.
Were you aware of any underlying health conditions that might have made him predisposed to something like this?
I was not aware of any of the only thing I was aware that he had was allergies. That's it.
Yeah, this says here, this is coming from NBC. They say in the last few weeks, at least 6 teenaged football players have died. And their grieving families are now calling for better safety measures. They may have helped save their sons. So that kid in
Virginia, is that not practicing in the heat?
That part of it. And then they want these Guardian.
You know, I see like you watch, like it was really big in, I think maybe it was the first year we were kind of using, at least the first year I saw them. In Hard Knocks when they did the Lions.
Okay.
And I remembered, like, they only have, like, certain groups use them. Like, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, like, people who get hit their heads a lot.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't everybody, and people, and I remember one of the players, like, man, I hate wearing this thing.
I do remember
it's
that.
It's so stupid. But, you know, I also think, like, I remember when hockey players didn't used to have to wear helmets.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you know, guys getting grandfathered in, so everybody would have a helmet on, and then, you know, it'd be like one guy who didn't because he was old.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, it's almost like, you know, just start doing that. If you come into the league, and I know the grandfathering thing would be weird, but either you can wear it if you want, or if you're coming into the league and you're a rookie, put it on.
Right.
And, yes, it'll look weird, and people could complain about it like everything else. But then within, you know, a couple generations, it'll just be what football helmets look like.
Yeah.
Like, it'll become normal. You know what I mean? It's like, like anything else, you, like, I used a hockey reference, but it could be anything else. Like when you first heard the name Limp Bizkit, you're like, "This is what the hell?"
Right,
that's
exactly.
The stupidest name ever. Mean? But once you heard it a million times, you're like, "Oh, I don't know."
Yeah, Limp Bizkit.
You don't even think
down.
About it even more, right? Yep. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It just they look weird at first, and I admit they looked weird when I saw. I thought the first time I saw them was maybe in the Jets one, but no, I must have seen them before that. But it was definitely an episode of Hard Knocks that I saw them in, and they do look bizarre. But also, I think part of the reason they look bizarre right now is because they're not trying to make them look cool. They're obviously these temporary things that they throw over a helmet. If they wanted to make them part of a helmet, then they could try and integrate them into the helmet. It would be. But yeah. Like you say, that's just something you'd have to get used to. And they could integrate it and put the designs, the school logos on it, and paint them the same colors as the uniform, and it wouldn't be as noticeable. They just have big padded helmets. But
right.
Like you say, I'm sure helmets seemed really big when they went from leather helmets to plastic helmets.
You also have, and I don't have an answer because I don't know anything. You also have the argument that the more padding you put on the helmets, the more guys will use their head.
Well, that's one of the curiosities. Is that causing more?
Right. Did you have less concussions when they used leather helmets?
Right.
Maybe, because guys are always protecting their head.
Yeah.
They weren't leading with their head. They weren't trying to keep their head out of the way because they knew they would get hurt.
Right.
And so I don't have the answer for that.
And I have heard people say, well, compare it to
rugby.
Rugby, okay, well, so has anyone done that?
I don't know, right.
Can you show me what...
Because they tackle without pads.
I mean, they are smashing one another out there on the field, and they're not wearing
pads.
Anything. Yeah, they're just wearing what look like polo shirts, basically. Well, I guess rugby shirts. And I would think that would be an easy thing to quantify and say, okay, here's age ranges. Here's how often they practice and play. Here's how many games they play, how long the game is, and then how many concussions do these people get, and how many deaths have there been from youth rugby players. And there, you have your comparison. Because when I first heard that, I thought that sounded crazy, take away the helmets. But it doesn't take long before you wrap your head around it. Oh, okay. They do. I've watched football a long time. They, for a lot of years, led with their helmet.
No, they did. They taught them how to tackle like that.
They felt like they had this weapon on their head that it was protecting them too. And I think a lot of times you'd see those guys who got injured and they were leading with their helmet because that's probably what they'd been taught to do.
Yeah.
And they also, it does give you, I've ridden motorcycles since I was 19. That helmet gives you a sense of security, just at least your head.
And a false sense of security.
It's a false one, at least of your head. And you think, well, you can't hurt my head right now.
Right.
Because I got this giant thing on it, and there's styrofoam in here and everything else. But it is a false sense of security because you see people who get in motorcycle accidents, and then, you know, I hate to be gross, but they talk about scooping their brains out of the helmet, you know?
Right. I mean, it is one, you know, I don't know what we do with, can I get one more of this?
Yeah.
I don't know what we do about kids. I mean, the heat thing's got to be an issue. Like
what season football starts? You know what I mean?
Does it just start later?
Right. Do they have to start it later in the year because it's just getting it's too hot for too long now? Or
I think that could be it. Like, you know,
at least for kids, do you turn it into an indoor sport? I really don't know.
You know, what do you do with like the heat? Like, do you not start practice until?
Well, yeah, we've talked
September?
About that too. Yeah.
You know, you start practice in August, and then, you know, is it too hot then? You start practice in September, and then play in October, November? I mean, is it better to play in the winter, I'm guessing?
Well, obviously, if they're worried about heat, and you've got these kids passing out from heat stroke, then, yeah, that would be part of it.
It's just that now we're into late August, and it's still 100 degrees, so I'm trying to figure out the math to get all the practices in, because one of the things, the way that if you don't have enough practices, then kids don't learn how to tackle safely.
Yep.
So now you got a whole other issue. Well, we're not going to practice until the 1st of September, and it should be cooler, but now we're going to have our games the 1st of October. Well, you've only got a month of practice. Can you teach kids to tackle safely in that, you know, month? I don't know the answer. I don't know if there is one.
Yeah, I don't know either. I do think I just have this feeling that we're going to get to a point where either the rules of youth football are going to change drastically, or youth football is going to go away. And I'm not saying that because I think it needs to go away necessarily. I'm willing to hear both sides. like Laszlo said earlier, I don't know if we were on the air or off the air, but what are the benefits of playing youth football? You know, you got the risk. What are the benefits?
There's a lot of them.
And there are obviously benefits to it. So I'm willing to hear both sides, but I just think because of the litigation, the lawsuits, that we're headed to a place where eventually they'll either change the rules somehow, the way that it's played for kids, or kids won't play. I mean, if kids don't play, you don't have really...
You don't have the NFL.
I mean, how are you going to do that? What you'd have to do is change how kids play. And, like, is flag football much, much safer?
Oh, yeah.
So do you just say, okay, you play flag football, and then by the time you're 22, we're going to teach you how to start tackling? No. I mean, that's going to be kind of lousy football to watch.
Like high school?
Right.
But
I'm just worried those lawsuits are going to be, the schools are the ones that are going to be scared of those lawsuits.
College.
So,
They can be sued.
Absolutely.
You're not in a union until you get to the NFL.
Yep. So if they didn't start teaching them how to tackle until they get to the pros, it's just the game's going to, it's going to look a little different.
Is it going to look different because they don't know how to tackle, it's also going to look different because you don't know who's good.
Yep.
Yeah. There are a lot of guys, like, so Chacho plays 7-on-7 football in the summer.
Yeah.
And so that's 7-on-7, flag football.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids who are really good at 7-on-7 flag football who are not good at tackle football.
I guess it's a different
sport.
Yeah.
You know, there's no pressure. There's no one blitzing you. There's no one tackling you. There's no one hitting you.
Yeah, in that moment when you're waiting for that catch, I'm open.
Like, okay, he is open. I sling it down the field. Well, I look great in 7-on-7. But what about when that Mike linebacker's all up in your ass and it's Ray Lewis hitting you in the chest? All of a sudden, it's a little bit harder to complete that pass 30 yards down the field.
A little harder to catch it when I'm worried somebody's about to lay me out.
It's a different game.
It's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.